021-446-0567.
Right, well, as you heard in the news, of course, the potential renaming of Cape Town International Airport is foremost on the nation's minds today. And it turns out that Julius Malema's call for the renaming was not that far-fetched, because the Transport Ministry told EWN over the weekend that Winnie Madikizela Mandela's name was amongst a list of names that was in fact submitted for the renaming of the airport. And the Airports Company of South Africa has also confirmed that Transport Minister Blade Nzimande directed it to facilitate the name change process for the airport in March this year. Now, after the EFF's Julius Malema made that call at Winnie Madikizela-Mandela's funeral on Saturday, there's been an outpouring of public support on social media. And as you heard, Kevin Brandt also talking to people at the airport today. And in fact, I mean, I saw immediately, almost immediately after he made that call, there was that entry in Wikipedia that was suddenly changed to rename the airport to Winnie Madikizela-Mandela Airport. So EWN reporter Kevin Brandt has been at the airport this morning. He does join us on the line now. Kevin, thanks so much for your time.
A very good afternoon to you, Melanie.
I heard all the sound bites there. There seems to be a lot of support for a name change.
Definitely. A lot of people here at the airport feel that it is right that the name of Cape Town International Airport should be changed. There's dominant support in particular for late former President Nelson Mandela. A lot of people feel that Cape Town is rich in history in terms of Mandela being released here in Cape Town from Robben Island. And also with regard to the role that Cape Town plays in establishing a democracy within South Africa. So a lot of support for the late former president, but also for Winnie Madikizela Mandela. As you correctly stated there, that EFF leader Julius Malema called at a funeral this past weekend for the airport to be renamed, and the Transport Department then also indicated that they are indeed busy with that process. So we're still awaiting a bit more information from the Arts and Culture Department, who is also involved in this project in terms of cost, but also in terms of the process going forward, and just giving us a bit more clear of a timeline as to when we can expect the official name change to take place, Melody.
What is the process now? Once Arts and Culture, they are now in consultation, I believe, with the Department of Transport. What's the next step?
Well, the officials say that they are now also consulting with the relatives of the icons who are now being considered for the name change of the airport. As I've also stated, it is Nelson Mandela, Winnie Madikizela Mandela, but there's also Robert Sobukwe, as well as Albertina Sisulu. And as the statement stated from the Transport Department, they are amongst some other people also being considered. So we're still waiting for information as to who are some of the other icons that the department are also considering, and also just the way forward in terms of getting us to a date in particular as to when the name will officially change, Melanie.